This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In 2013, Adrian LaFrance, who writes about technology for The Atlantic, analyzed her own reporting for gender bias. She found that about 25% of the people mentioned in her reporting were women. Granted, she covers Silicon Valley, world programmer capital, and the male-dominated robotics and AI fields, along with the startup and venture capital scene that flocks around them. But she vowed to get better. 2 years later, she made the same analysis and now has the result. Hello, Adrian.
Hi.
So I'm going to go for the headline first. How'd you do?
Not so good, unfortunately. I found out that women were mentioned or quoted in my stories just 22% of the time.
And Adrian, this is after making a real effort to do it differently. So what are you up against?
You know, when I first did the analysis 2 years ago, I thought that the representation of women in my work would be much higher than 25%. And certainly after actually thinking about it for 2 years, one would hope that it would, you know, get at least a little bit better, not get worse. So I think it shows, first of all, that I need to focus even more on representation in my work, but also just how much of a default it can be for reporters to turn to male sources, to rely on the same institutions, just not to seek out diversity in sourcing as much as they probably should.
You also looked at articles that had absolutely no women at all in them. I think you wrote just under 200 for The Atlantic. But you are covering Silicon Valley, robotics, you know, AI, archaeology, astronomy. Is it fair to say that your reporting reflects the lack of women active in those fields?
I think so. I mean, you know, a lot of my journalist friends sort of come to my defense and say, you know, you're reflecting the world as it is. And that may be true, but I think it's overly generous because there are many, many smart, newsworthy women in the fields that I cover. And though they might not be the people who come up first when you ask someone for a suggestion for a source, or perhaps they're not the lead author of a paper because of, you know, various institutional sexism, it doesn't mean that they're not out there. And in fact, in my article, I sort of put a call out to people mentioning that I was looking in particular for female roboticists for a series of stories I'm working on. And I've been absolutely inundated with awesome suggestions, which is really heartening, but also, you know, underscores how I needed to be doing this sooner.
Mm-hmm. But that's tough when you're on a deadline, right?
Right, absolutely. And you know, another thing that some people have brought up is that there are studies that show that women are less likely to agree to interview requests, that women are less likely to, you know, speak on panels. You know, this comes up sometimes when people lament the relative dearth of women running for office in some cases. But again, I think that's sort of a limited way of looking at it. There are merits to, you know, trying to figure out why that might be the case, but it doesn't, you know, in my opinion, it doesn't let journalists off the hook from continuing to try to have better gender representation in their work.
Well, there has been quite a bit of study on this issue. Is that ratio that you found of male to female in your work consistent with other findings?
It's about average. In fact, my most recent analysis shows I'm slightly worse than average. So across the media, if you look at various reports that have been done, usually there's about a 3-to-1 ratio. So you can expect that the percentage of women mentioned or quoted in stories compared with men is about 25% women, 75% men. And again, you know, my percentage was 22%. So I'm slightly worse than average, but not too far off.
But you did quote one study, I think it was from Wales, that this is in print. However, on camera, women are on camera and photographed and represented in the media much, much more.
Right. And this was a really interesting study as well, because it found that women are represented visually. And if you think about that in the context of how little they're quoted, there's sort of this seen but not heard dynamic, which is also quite troubling.
Well, you are one of the people who's trying to change it, but also admit that you are part of the problem. So as you thought through these articles that you wrote and women weren't represented, you and your colleague and researcher came up with some strategies to actually change it. So what are some of the ways that you might do that?
Well, a couple of ways. One of them is to ask for help, which as I mentioned, I did, and so far it's been working great. So really just, as a journalist, if you're talking to a source who happens to be a man who's really helpful, maybe mention, I'm also looking for really smart women who can reflect on this. And oftentimes they'll have lots of great ideas. So that seems like a really easy and straightforward way. Also just sort of taking the extra time to cultivate sources along your beats, your coverage areas, who are women. So, for example, one of the things I reflected on when I did this last analysis was that when I think about the coverage areas I focus on most, and I think about the sort of go-to sources I have, like, some sort of news breaks related to net neutrality, and who am I going to pick up the call? Who am I going to pick up the phone and call first? Very often, that person is a man, and so that to me highlights an area where I need to really focus on cultivating more relationships with sources who are women. Because, as you mentioned before, journalists work on a deadline. And in addition to trying to do, the best and most comprehensive reporting we can do, the clock ultimately is a lot of what dictates the decisions we make. And so knowing the people to call in that moment when you have to do something quickly is huge.
I wonder for you, Adrian, now that you've been through this and looked at this, twice in your reporting, do you have a little more sympathy or understanding for the firms who do say they just can't find female programmers? Is that still valid?
Not really, frankly. I mean, if anything, it makes me feel worse about myself. And part of the reason why I wanted to do this analysis is I do cover diversity in tech. And reflecting on, I had 2 years ostensibly to improve. And now the way I see it is, okay, like maybe it's forgivable that I didn't make progress the first time around, but by the next time I do this analysis, you better believe I'm going to improve.
Okay, you're going to check in 2 more years?
Absolutely.
Well, we'll love to hear it. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Adrienne LaFrance, she's a staff writer at The Atlantic, where she covers technology, and she's analyzed her own articles and the gender bias within them. You'll find a link to some pretty interesting charts at wordofmouthradio.org.